Maryland is set to launch an online portal for all of its COVID-19 mass vaccination sites. Acting State Health Secretary Dennis Schrader made the announcement at a hearing yesterday, where state senators continued to demand a more equitable distribution of vaccine doses. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Schrader told the Senate's Vaccine Oversight Workgroup that the new website would help manage the large number of appointments at the state sites.
We expect that establishing a pre-registration system will improve the user experience and better prepare for the day when supplies are very, very abundant.
The state is operating sites at the Baltimore Convention Center and Six Flags America in Prince George's County. Another at the M&T Bank Stadium is set to open Thursday. A website for appointments at that stadium opened Monday but crashed immediately. Residents trying to register online for appointments at other locations would still have to go to separate websites. For weeks, senators have pushed the state health department to create a single portal for all vaccination sites, saying residents were having trouble making appointments on multiple sites. Schrader and Governor Larry Hogan have consistently pushed back on that idea, saying it would create a single point of failure. Maryland continues to lag behind most states in getting vaccines into arms. Senator Jim Rosapep, a Democrat representing parts of Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties, asked why that was the case at Monday's hearing. Schrader said he had asked people to look into it, but he added,
"To be honest with you, I'm reluctant to distract people focusing on data and analysis and competition with other states and really focused on getting the shots to Marylanders."
Schrader touted that the state has used 98% of its first doses. But Rosapep pointed out that a snowstorm last week led to fewer doses getting to the state. He suggested that may have led to a higher percentage of first doses used. He urged Schrader to look into what other states were doing to distribute vaccines.
"I would just suggest you focus a little bit more, not for the ego of the health department, but for the health of Maryland citizens. Clearly, there are other states that are doing this better than we are."
Schrader has said opening new locations, like mass vaccination sites, would create a smoother and more equitable distribution process. But according to data presented at Monday's hearing, the gap between black and white Marylanders who have been vaccinated is growing. Senator Mary Washington, a Baltimore City Democrat, demanded to know what the state health department is doing to get vaccines into the arms of black residents.
"You keep saying there's vaccine hesitancy, and that's sort of a blaming the victim approach, whereas the data says we need more walk-up clinics. We need more 24-hour walk-up. We need mobile units."
Washington also lamented that many seniors are not getting their vaccine. She said one of those seniors sent her a frantic email that day, saying they couldn't get their vaccine and lived in a condo with at least five people who had COVID-19.
"Can you assure us that this time next week that you're going to really look at the barriers that we know, barriers in communication? People are just getting so many different messages or not a message. Give us some assurance here that we're going to address structural issues."
Schrader said they are systematically marching forward in getting seniors vaccinated. He blamed the disparities on the shortage of doses coming from the federal government. Washington then asked what accommodations are being made for people who need personal transportation to vaccination sites or have to wait in line for hours. Schrader said he didn't know and said he would follow up with her separately. Schrader also said he was still working on data on how many vaccines are going to each county. Last Monday, he said he was aiming to get that data by the end of the week. The state is also launching a new phone line for vaccine appointments. The number is 1-855-634-6829. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
The number again for the new vaccine appointment phone line is 1-855-634-6829. Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.